Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many understand getting the money to you is not even hard for God? It's not even difficult for Him. Getting huge amounts of money to you is just not even a deal to Him. Easy, easy. He has so many contacts. He has so many ways. You understand what $1,000 is to Him? You understand what $1,000,000 is to Him? It's nothing to Him. Nothing. It is so easy for Him to get money to us. What's the challenge? For us to change how we think. And change how we believe. Change how we talk. And prosperity starts inside. Inside. As your soul prospers, then you're going to start seeing changes. Don't save all the junk. I mean, it's springtime anyway. Right? Get all the old refrigerators and all the old stoves and all the old junk. I mean, get it out. Somebody said, well, I don't know. Well, they just stay poor then. Yeah. If you're serious, take it to the Lord. Don't just deal with me. Take it before Him. Say, Lord, what about all this stuff? Is that right? Should I do something? Ask Him what He thinks about it. See what He tells you. And then you just do what He tells you. Between you and Him. All the plastic spoons and all the stuff. Well, you might need it. See, that shows where you're at. You might need it. You're not believing that you're coming up and up. And we're not going back. We're never going back. We're going up. We're going forward. It's going to get bigger. It's going to get better. It's going to get stronger. Amen? So we're not going to need it. I said we're not going to need it. We're never going to need it. We're leaving it behind. We're moving up, moving on. It's going to get better and better. The scripture said He's increasing us. Yes. More and more. More and more. Us and our children. Yes. So we don't need all that old junk. Amen. Right? Right? Leave it behind. Turn with me to the book of Genesis. Let me see if I can give you some more of this. Now that we've got all the refrigerators out of the yard. Well, I just don't think anything's wrong with that. Well, you're wrong. And don't argue with me. I'm not going to come to your house and bother you. But it just depends on how prosperous you want to be. Amen. If you're able to buy new washers for other people, why would you ever need a junk one in your yard? Amen. Right? Yeah. Said out loud, we're not going backwards. We'll never go back down. We're going forward. Better. And better. In Genesis, we begin asking the question, what kind of God do we serve? Because we're talking about prosperity proven. What kind of God do we serve? Is He a God of scarcity or is He a God of plenty? Is He a God of poverty or a God of abundance? Abundance. Well, let's not just say this is what we believe. I mean, we're proving it by the scriptures, right? God has revealed Himself to us through redemptive names. One name that we've looked at is El Shaddai, yes. Translated God Almighty. And He is our total source of supply. He is the all-sufficient one. He is the God of abundance, plenty. And we studied about Jehovah Jireh, the God who sees ahead and provides a supply. Provision. Vision means seeing. Pro means before. God sees ahead of you. He sees what you're going to need before you ever get there. And He gets the ram on the way. So that you meet the provision. Amen. You and the provision arrive at the same place. Same time. Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. That's a good response to many different scenarios in life. Where are we going to get this? The Lord will provide. How are we going to do this? The Lord will provide. Yeah, but I don't know how. You don't have to know how. Just say it and believe it. The Lord will provide. Somebody ought to say it again. The Lord will provide. How will we make those payments though? The Lord will provide. How are we going to get out of this? The Lord will provide. Well, you just never know. I mean, maybe God's work. Well, for you then, you're going to have trouble because you don't believe it. But you must say it. Would it be all right to quote scriptures?
Yes.
Well, that's what Abraham said.
Yeah.
In Genesis, he said, the Lord will provide. It worked good for him.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we just follow right behind him and do the same thing? And every time something come up, just say, the Lord will provide. Yeah. It'll be here. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
You know, before we ever started, first service in the church, I stood up because I spent 2 or 3 nights with a calculator trying to figure out how this thing could work. And it just did not figure. I finally just had to put it up and say, I don't know how. I can't do it. I could work myself silly on the road. I could do everything. I can't make this thing happen. And Lord, if this is your idea, and I wouldn't do it unless I believed it was, then you are well able to take care of this thing. So I stood up and I said, we will never be late on anything. We will always have more than enough. Plenty of money will come. I decreed it. I declared it. What am I saying? The Lord will provide for this thing. He will. And how many can see in these 2 years? He has wonderfully. We have never remotely been late on anything. Isn't that great? And we've given and given and given and given. How did it happen? The Lord provides. And He's faithful to all His people. And to everything He tells people to do. Right? Now, if you just decide to do something, that's another story. He didn't tell you to do it. You just come up with a wild idea and then beg Him to provide for it. Well, that's another deal. And that's where a lot of people get into trouble. But when the Lord does direct you to do something, He is faithful. He will provide. We also ask this question. You know, it must be at least a dozen times. 12 plus times in the scripture that God refers to Himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Or sometimes Abraham, Isaac, Israel. It says it like that. You remember reading that, right? Well, what kind of God did they know? What kind of God did Abraham know? He knew a God who blessed him. We might as well review this a little bit, right? He knew the God who blessed him. He knew a God who made him very rich. He knew a God who was faithful to him and his family and protected him. He knew a God who allowed him to pray and intercede and called him his friend. And we said this, what kind of man was Abraham that God could bless him like He did? What kind of man was he? He was a man who would obey God, do what He told him to do, and go out not even knowing where he was going to wind up. He was a tither. Is that right? Somebody that put God first. What else was he? He was unselfish. He was somebody who preferred his brother. Right? What else was he? He was hospitable, like us. Or that is, we're like him. Right? That brings us up to where we left off last week. Isn't that great? Y'all want to be dismissed now? So we can you go a little further? Or? You're in Genesis. One final thing about Abraham that'll bring us into the next. God refers to Himself as the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. What kind of God did Isaac know? Genesis 25, I believe it is, where we should look at this. What kind of God did Isaac know? What kind of daddy did Isaac have? How did he grow up? His daddy was a multi-billionaire. So how'd he grow up? Well, he had the finest donkey in town. Right? He wore the finest clothes. He had the best food. Didn't he? And when his daddy went home to be with the Lord, he was well set financially. Genesis 25, are you there? In Genesis, the 25th chapter, I tell you, before you read 25, you got to read 24. Excuse me. Genesis 24 and verse 35. Genesis 24, 35. Abraham's servant is talking. He said, "The Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great." Genesis 24, 35. "And he has given him flocks." Who gave him flocks? The Lord. Is that right? Who did this? The Lord gave him flocks. The Lord gave him herds. The Lord gave him silver. The Lord gave him gold. Who did it? Of course, now that's probably different today. Has God changed? Can he change? Does he ever change? If that was his will then, what's his will now? Has to be the same, or else he's changed. He never changes. Men servants, maid servants, camels, and asses. Verse 36. "And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old." How many of us know that's real prosperity?
Yes.
I mean, he got the money. He was rich before he had this boy. But he felt empty. He wanted a son. How many know God will give you everything?
Yes.
I mean, he gave him money. Gave him a wonderful wife, gave him a beautiful boy, gave him everything. Yes. How many of God will give you every, if you'll just stay with him? Yes. That don't all happen. You know, I mean, he was 99 before this last part came to pass. Right? Aren't you glad? And don't you think he's glad he didn't stop at 95? Say, "Well, I've been standing for how long? How long?" Don't embarrass yourself. Just keep standing. Compared to this, it's small time. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, "The God of Isaac," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R402. That's R402. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.